IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hi, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio. I'm Holly Saravi, your host at The Viewpoint. Here in the studio, I'm accompanied by Brother Ali from the Islamic Seminary of Qom and also Sheikh Rouhani. He's a scholar and a researcher at universities in Qom. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay, let's talk about social media. It's everywhere. We see it in our lives. Do you see any positive side effects to social media or any negative? Let's start with the positive part or positive side.
Yeah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his beautiful progeny. We see that in recent decades, let's say, we have almost witnessed a sort of revolution in cyberspace and in the world of communications between the people. We are transferring from a traditional world to a quite modern, in which we have virtual relations, virtual connections, virtual communications. So it might have some positive and at the same time negative effects and side effects. And we were at the beginning, we're hopeful, we human beings, I mean, we were hopeful of alleviating the communications between the people to strengthen the scientific relations between different communities, countries, and scientific centers. So, I mean, majority of people were happy and were proud of reaching to this new phenomenon in the world of technology that, okay, we can see and the output of scientific researchers from different countries in one screen and everything is here with us. But later on, with development of these relations, we have noticed that, oh, it might have some damages as well in the family basis and in other sectors of the society. So all in all, we want to say that it's positive consequences are there, and at the same time, it's negative consequences are there. They are that positive that we cannot ignore them and not paying attention to them, not working on them, not benefiting from them. And we cannot be that much, let's say, simple-minded to ignore even that negative aspect of it. So it's up to us to benefit from this status that we are in. It's I can actually compare it to a knife. I mean, knife at the same time that can tear up a belly of a person and kill a person. At the same time, it can benefit us to help us for example, making the food. I don't know, chopping up different vegetables like potatoes and tomatoes and other kinds of things. And many purposes that we can use this knife for. So it has some positive and negative. As you said, let's start with the positive positive aspects of cyberspace, or I don't know what we call it, social media. Well, we see that all around the world, millions or let's say billions of people are in touch with this technology, and they are learning. I mean, they are busy with e-learning. I mean, e-schools, virtual schools, and different aspects of it. I mean, in universities, some classes are being held now in a virtual way. So this is a benefit. I mean, the issues that we had earlier. I mean, in transferring or in going from one place to another place to learn. So it is available through cyberspace, through virtual connection and communications. The next benefit that we can refer to from a positive perspective is that now people are majority of people are presenting themselves. And so this presentation can be in different aspects. Earlier, for example, we had artists, we had, celebrities, we had elites of the society. They have been discovered by lots of efforts, by governments, by people, by activists in the societies. Now what is it like? I mean, every person with a page that he or she has can present himself or herself and can show him or himself or herself to the world. So this is a very good opportunity for us. You see, earlier there were some famous comedians. Now you see the social media are full of ordinary comedians that they are active even better than the professional ones, but they do it with nothing, with a mobile, a simple mobile, and they just shoot it in the cyberspace. So this is another advantage of this. The third advantage, or let's say positive consequence of cyberspace that I can refer to, is the economy that it is making. All of us can see around us that a part of business is being done there. Let's look at Telegram, Eater, Surush, I don't know, international and national applications, WhatsApp, and many other, Instagram. All of them are a sort of platform for businesses. I mean, they are buying and selling their products. And in parallel to that, also, there are some applications that has been authored and written. And these applications are specifically for business purposes, like what we have in our country, like Divar, like, DigiCal, and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. So we see these applications are a platform for buying and selling the products, and it is a part of, it makes a community, and it makes a business community from it. So this business is all, it is not that small as well. We have heard that in some countries it's, 1/4 or 2/4 of the whole economy of the of that country. So it's again an opportunity to look at it and to make it, to control it and to bring it under supervision of the government, and to try to make it more reasonable so that people continue with these platforms.
I'm not sure about the 2/3 of the world, but I know that most people in the world are busy using net and social medias, and they're actively participating in this world,
No, I said that 2/4 of the people in that country, in that given country that I was talking about, they are busy with business in these social platforms, rather than to say that they are involved in, actually more than even 2/3 of the world are involved in this, virtual communications.
Okay. So, thank you very much. For those of you who are listening, who are joining just now, we were talking about the social media, and we started by the positive sides of it, and there were three positive parts mentioned. One of them was the communication. We use internet, we use social media to communicate with family and friends, and also we use it as a tool to present ourselves. And another part of it is for business, to gain money. Okay, so let's go to dear Sheikh Rouhani. Do you have any thoughts or comments on this? And after that, if you have any ideas, let's start with you to talk about the negative parts. And then I go back to Brother Ali if he has anything to add up to this discussion. Yes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Of course, as our due and respect guest rightly mentioned, there are positives and negatives regarding the mass media or cyberspace. But the most important fact that we should focus on is the media literacy, and that the person who uses or makes use of the cyberspace, he should be equipped with enough knowledge, with enough, let's say, skills, how to make use of these things. Otherwise, of course, sometimes, unfortunately, when it comes to the philosophy behind the cyberspace, particularly the social networks and mass media. The philosophy behind them is mostly economic. When it comes to the economic purposes, unfortunately, sometimes morality and ethics be sacrificed for the sake of economic kind of purposes. That's why the companies and the big factories, they just focus on their own incomes to increase their wealth, to increase their incomes. They do not care about the destroying the value systems of the nations and the societies. They do not care about the young generation, that what will happen to them by their product in the cyberspace. They're just earning. This is the main reason they have. That's why, for example, sex business is nowadays, for example, the most, we can say, the richest kind of people are those who make use of this kind of, let's say, business, either in cyberspace or in the real world. That is why, but what will happen to the youth, what will happen to the young generations, what will happen to the societies, they do not care about it. So that is why we have to really focus on how to utilize this kind of new technology and modern technology. And we have to be careful about the moral principles of our society, of our nations. We have to be careful about the values and the principles and the norms that we have in our own societies, based on our own culture, our own, let's say, lifestyle, you know? Because sometimes it completely destroys the lifestyle of the nations. If you go back, for example, 50, 60, 70 years back to China, to the history of India. If you see, for example, their movies, if you watch, for example, a movie which was produced 70 years back, 60 years back in India, and now if you watch a movie that is recently, for example, produced and released, if you compare these two movies, you see that how much change you see in these kind of products. It's because of what? It's because of these mass media, because of these lots of propagation against the Eastern values by the Western powerful medias. You know, even they changed the mindset of the Eastern people, the Chinese, the Japanese, the Koreans, you know, the Indians, the Arabs, the Muslims. Why? Because they are strong enough to bring such a change in their culture, in their, let's say, ideologies, in their lifestyle. Sometimes we can say that even, of course, there might be some sort of improvements as well, but in the most part, it is destructive. It ruined, it destroyed, actually, the cultures of the nations. That is why when it comes to our generation, to our youth, they must be really careful how to use it. And they should know, they should gain the media, now, or let's say the media literacy, I mean. Otherwise, of course, they will be the victims. Many generations might be the victims. Though there are some people who are making use of it, who are being benefited by this sort of technology, but majority of them are victims, unfortunately, you know, particularly in the modern societies. The point is, the problem is that we cannot completely ban or stop, you know, the staying away, for example, this technology.
Okay.
From the other side, when we make use of it, it has lots of negative aspects. It has lots of negative side effects on our life.
Oh, yeah. And you mentioned this negative part of it, this business part and this idea of selling ideas. Maybe, you know, speaking of products, we have just physical products, and sometimes we have thought products.
Yeah, of course.
I think it's the most threat we have, the thought products.
Yeah. أمتي يقولها شفعة أنا لها أنا